This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination for the U.S. presidency in a few hours in a speech that is expected to lay out his vision for the country as he seeks to defeat President Donald Trump in November's election. The 77-year-old former senator and vice president during the Obama administration will deliver the speech in an event center in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. While the center will be mostly empty, Biden's speech will be delivered before his largest audience since the coronavirus pandemic forced him off the campaign trail in March. The speech, on the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention, comes after nearly 50 years in public office and two failed attempts to win the White House in 1988 and 2008. U.S. President Donald Trump took his reelection campaign Thursday to Old Forge, Pennsylvania, a town less than 9 kilometers from Joe Biden's birthplace, just hours before Biden formally accepts the Democratic nomination. In front of a small crowd at a kitchen building product store, the president said that the future of the United States is at stake in November's election.
You know it, and I mean it, and I've never meant it more. At stake in this election is the survival of our nation. It's true, because we're dealing with crazy people on the other side. They've gone totally stone cold crazy.
Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 by less than 1 percentage point. But the president has trailed Biden, whose campaign is working to recapture the state that Democrats won between 1992 and 2016. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty to charges he ripped off donors in an online fundraising scheme to build a southern border wall. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Prosecutors say Bannon and three associates ripped off donors who contributed more than $25 million to build part of the wall. The criminal charges say much of the money never made it to the wall, instead enriching the men, including Bannon, who was pulled from a luxury yacht off the Connecticut coast. He's the latest in a long line of Trump associates who've been prosecuted, though the president was quick to distance himself from his former aide and the scheme.
I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it. I didn't like it. I said, this is for government. This isn't for private people. And it sounded to me like showboating.
The president did tell reporters he feels very badly about the situation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny is in serious condition at a Siberian hospital. His spokeswoman suspects he was deliberately poisoned. Gloria So of Reuters reports.
Navalny, a lawyer and an anti-corruption activist, is a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin. He's helped release high-impact investigations into what he's claimed to be outrageous examples of official corruption and has served several stints in jail in recent years for organizing anti-Kremlin protests. Navalny's spokeswoman said he started feeling ill when flying back to Moscow from Siberia on Wednesday morning. He reportedly drank tea at a cafe at Tomsk Airport before boarding his flight, which later made an emergency landing so that he could be rushed to the hospital. His spokeswoman added that the 44-year-old Navalny is now unconscious, in intensive care, and on an artificial lung ventilator.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. The Trump administration has formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council on Thursday. Pompeo said the United States is disappointed in a lack of support from other Security Council members.
All told me privately that they don't want the arms embargo lifted either. And yet, today, in the end, they provided no alternatives, no options.
It sets the stage for a showdown in the world body that could lead to a crisis of credibility for its most important and powerful institution. None of the other Security Council members believe the United States has the legal right to demand the reimposition of the sanctions because President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal in 2018. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.